From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Tuesday, April 11th. Five people are now dead after a gunman opens fire inside of a Louisville, Kentucky bank. Sources say the shooter, 25-year-old Connor Sturgeon, worked at the downtown Old National branch but was recently fired. The victims range in ages between 40 and 64 years old. A rookie police officer was shot in the head. He was rushed to the hospital to undergo brain surgery. Back here in Chicago, interim CPD Superintendent Eric Carter is now calling for the firing of a Chicago police officer who killed a teenage boy. Officer Eric Stillman shot and killed Adam Toledo nearly 2 years ago during a police chase in Little Village. The police board has had the case since September of 2022. Stillman has not been criminally charged in Toledo's death. Dozens of Chicago political activists are protesting what they call a power steal from the incoming mayor and city council. Current council members previously voted on a new committee structure and rules in a push to make itself more independent from the mayor's office. The controversial move is sparking outrage from some city leaders, as we're only weeks away until Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson and several new aldermen are sworn in. A protest is happening outside of City Hall this morning at 10 o'clock. City officials now say parking restrictions and downtown street closures will be in place for 6 weeks surrounding this summer's NASCAR race in the Loop. Some on a portion of southbound Columbus will begin June 2nd. Then every few days, more will be put in place until July 1st, the first day of the two-day event. In all, big portions of Jackson, Roosevelt, DeSable Lakeshore Drive, and Michigan Avenue will be closed off. It'll be a touch warmer today with a high of 77 degrees under mostly sunny skies. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.